Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures, so the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! This is going to be a fun discussion today. It is combining two of my favorite things, travel and wine. So I'd like to welcome to the podcast Jean Sullivan with the Wine Institute.
Hi there. How are you, Shannon?
I'm great. Well, I'm so excited you could join us today and we could talk wineries. This is a topic I've wanted to have on the podcast because people go, family travel and wineries, really? And yeah. I said, yes, and you are here to say that. So tell the listeners a little about yourself.
Well, I represent the Wine Institute, and basically we educate the public about California wine country and California wines. And the thing that's really interesting that most people don't know outside of California is that the vast majority of our wineries are owned by multi-generational families. So many wineries are family friendly. They're built to host families by families. The parents need a glass of wine, and then the kids have things to do while they're at the winery so that the parents can have fun too.
I love it. I totally agree with you. I have spent time in Napa and a lot more time in Sonoma. I did an article at one point years ago about Italian family heritage in wineries in Sonoma. That is what I discovered my very first trip to Napa decades ago. There's so many family wineries that are just so cool. It's so great that they're welcoming to families.
There's all sorts of different things that the kiddos can do or the whole family together if they wanted to. One of my favorite things, a lot of wineries all over California are offering this, are grape juice tastings for the kids. And it's presented like in a glass of wine, and it has a little carafe. So the kids can feel, okay, I'm a big girl or a big boy, and they love it. They really love it, and they feel like they're part of the experience. A lot of wineries have play areas, a lot have cornhole and Jenga. And on our website, discovercaliforniawines.com, you can search by whatever wine region you're near. And in California, that's most of the state, you're near a wine region. And you can search by amenity. So a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about for families to do, you can search for that ahead of time on our website.
Oh, that's so cool. I saw that one of the wineries did a grape juice tasting with Pinot Noir and Gewurztraminer. So the kids can taste next to the parents. I thought that was like a brilliant idea.
And a lot of the wineries have farms also, so the kiddos love that. They love visiting the farm animals. A lot of the wineries are dog friendly too, and they have winery dogs for mascots, but there's also horses and baby doll sheep. Do you know what baby doll sheep are for?
No, they sound really cute though.
They're there to eat the grass, but they are so short that during harvest, they can't reach the grapes. So they are helping in terms of sustainability. So they're eating the grass and eating the weeds, really, is what I should say. So they're getting rid of the weeds without pesticides, and the baby dolls can't reach the grapes and destroy the grapes.
That is brilliant.
They're so cute, you can't not hug them.
I love all of the winery dogs that are out there, just too cute. I saw one of the wineries had Sicilian donkeys.
California leads the world in sustainability, in sustainable wine, sustainable dairy. You know, I think we produce like half of the fruit and vegetables in the United States. So there's a lot of animals who play a role in that. So we talked about some of the farm animals, but then you have wild animals that are part of it too. If you're taking a winery tour, a vineyard tour with the kiddos, which they often like to do, they're very fascinated by the vine. They're so different from anything that they're used to. But you can see owl boxes, owls control pests. Also, during harvest, you'll see falcons. older kids, especially teenage boys, they are fascinated by the falcons. What's really cool is all the falcons do is they patrol the vineyard and they scare away the birds that eat the grapes. They just scare them away. And the birds are like, hey, we need to get out of here and go someplace else.
The falcons are on patrol. So how many wineries are there in California?
There's several thousand, and I think we're growing grapes in 48 out of 58 counties, and we make well over 100 different types of grapes we grow, wine grapes, and then we make many, many different types of wine. So there's really something for everyone. So whether you're visiting like the ski areas with your kids or you're going to the national parks, there's the Sierra Foothills wine region. If you're going to Sonoma and Napa, that's really close to San Francisco. But then there are little hidden gems too. Like if you're in the Bay Area, but you've done Napa and Sonoma, you could go to Livermore and Lodi. And then the Central Coast is fabulous. I don't know, have you been to the Central Coast?
I have. Very nice and really nice wines.
And the Hearst Castle is really close to Paso Robles. I like going on the night tour with the kids because that's when they wear their period costumes. And Paso Robles has a lot of family-friendly wineries also, and it's really close by. So that's really fabulous.
I was just writing an article about getting that European experience in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and wrote about that area because they've also got...
Solvang.
Solvang, yes, which is called the Little Denmark of the U.S., right?
Yes.
The Danish capital of the U.S.
Been?
Yes.
It's so cool. It looks just like you're in a little village in that country. They all bake the traditional cookies. They have the traditional foods. They have horse-drawn buggies. They're really close to Santa Barbara wine country, Santa Ynez Valley, and some of their other smaller AVAs. And one of my favorites, there's one winery in Santa Barbara near Solvang called Buttonwood. They have their own farm too. So the kids can look at the farm trees. They're famous for their peaches. They have farmers markets on site. They have grape juice tastings, and they have tours for the kiddos too, and farm animals they can visit with.
That's so fun. And I think the kids love how things are made, right? It's fascinating for everyone to be able to see this process from the vines all the way to the bottle, how the wine is made, and really kind of takes you behind the scenes. So I think it's really cool that they offer the tours to the whole family.
Absolutely. And if you go like further south, people are often really surprised that Southern California has wine regions too.
Wow, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it sure does. Like, let's say you've got some teenage kids who want to do the Hollywood tours of Malibu. There are wineries in Malibu.
In Malibu?
Yeah. Yeah,
there's no idea.
There's Rosenthal Wines, and it has beautiful views of the Pacific and really cool events. There's other wineries there too. When we go down, my husband and I, we love to go to that winery because you get the whole Southern California experience, but then you can still have wine country right there. And then, you know, if you're taking the kiddos to the theme parks, there are other wine regions near there too. There's Temecula, about 90 minutes from Los Angeles. And then if you're taking the kiddos to like SeaWorld in San Diego, for example, there's actually a lot of wineries right in San Diego. And they're all family friendly. And it's just really great that no matter where you're visiting with the kids, there's some place that you can go to and they can have that authentic family friendly experience in wine country. One of my favorite things to recommend for kids during harvest is the grape stomping.
Oh, yes.
A la I Love Lucy. San Diego has them, Sonoma, Napa, and some places on the Central Coast. During harvest, a lot of them will offer little contests to see who can crush their grapes the fastest. That's great fun. The kids just love that.
And what time of year is typically harvest season?
Great question. That could be anywhere between August and October in California. It just depends on the year.
I also read that some of the wineries even have accommodations, or you could camp or stay close, which could be a really fun adventure for families as well.
Absolutely. A couple that come to mind, one is Holly's Hill Vineyards. That is in the Sierra Foothills. So that's like really close to, like, if you were going to, you know, Lake Tahoe, or if you were going to Yosemite, that might be a region that you would visit and you'd want to, you know, go camping in there.
Oh, neat.
Especially in the fall or the spring. That's really, really lovely. And then in Paso Robles, there is Alta Colina Vineyards and Winery, they have vintage trailer glamping. So if you're the type that doesn't want to pitch a tent and you just want to roll right in your car, and then they provide the vintage trailer, that's a really good bet. And then there's Harvest Hosts. I know that if your family is driving in an RV, Harvest Hosts has a lot of partnerships with wineries around California where you can actually stay at the winery.
Oh,
in your
so cool.
RV. And I don't know if you've been to Lake County, which is kind of sort of in between Napa and Mendocino, but there is Six Sigma Ranch and Winery, and they have these all-terrain vehicles. They're military vehicles called Pinsgauers. Hopefully I'm saying that right. They do these, I think they're biodiesel vehicles that they can take you on this really comprehensive tour of how they grow the grapes and make the wines sustainably. But they also have, on select Saturdays, you can jump on a flatbed and help feed the livestock. You can picnic there, play a game of cornhole. And then there's farm animals you can meet. I think they're famous for Topper the Potbelly Pig. But yeah, you can actually camp there. And Harvest Host has, if you're a member of Harvest Host, there are wineries that offer that as well. Another really great family-friendly winery that comes to mind is Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Have you been there? It's in Sonoma County.
Yes, I have. Lovely.
Especially if the parents are film buffs. I mean, he has a lot of fabulous movie memorabilia indoors, but they really are a family destination, especially in the summer. They have these huge swimming pools. They have a bocce ball court. They even have like a children's library and board games and a petting zoo. They also have different events for kids throughout the year. Normally they have like a Halloween festival, an Easter festival / spring festival. They even have like a little petite Picasso art event where kiddos can make art, all sorts of different things. So, I mean, it's really great. So if you happen to be coming at another time of year where it's not summer and you want to go swimming, there's still other things you can do. If your kids are fascinated by castles, Castello di Amorosa, that's in Napa Valley, up in Calistoga, which is the northernmost part of Napa Valley. They have this massive replica of an Italian castle, and it even has a dungeon, so the kids love that. And then they can meet the estate peacocks and farm animals. I know they've got sheep, chickens, goats, for example. And I know they have grape juice tasting for the kiddos too, and they have their own play area as well.
That's fantastic. So again, another slice of Europe within California.
Indeed. And then, you know, near there is Kendall Jackson Wine Estate, which is obviously it's world famous. They have grape juice tastings as well. But the thing is really cool about them, if you want to educate your kids about food and where it comes from, they have an extensive vegetable and herb garden. They have a chicken coop. They even have bat boxes and a demonstration beehive.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. So it's all about, you know, that circle, that cycle of sustainability there that you can teach your kids in a way that's, you know, a little more interesting. One thing I would recommend if your kids are super active, you know, a lot of wineries offer, you know, wellness activities, like they'll have yoga, some will have hiking in the vineyards. And then also one way that can be a fun to explore wine country, and most of the regions have these, you can do a bike and sip tour.
Ooh, fun.
You bike your way to different wineries, you know, and it's guided, and there's, you know, safety helmets and pads. And what we recommend for that, of course, is if you're tasting and you're biking, we recommend obviously for the parents to just take little sips. And then those who want to can, you're allowed to spit. And so one place you're allowed to spit in public is a winery. You know, that's another way too that you can really have some fun. There's also horseback riding. A lot of wineries have pony rides and horseback rides. And one that comes to mind is Cooper Garrod up in the Santa Cruz Mountains. They're certified sustainable, and you can take tours of the vineyard on horses. So that's another really cool thing you can do too.
There's so much great information. So if people are really interested in planning this type of family vacation, where should they go and how can they plan to visit some of these wineries?
They can find everything they need to know on discovercaliforniawines.com. And there they can search, they have maps. If you happen to be coming to California for another reason, you want to add the nearest wine region to your itinerary. You can search by wine region. You could search by the types of wine you like. You could also search by amenity, you know, which wineries have play areas, which have art, which have concerts. You know, there's a lot of live concerts, especially in the summer.
Oh, Jean, well, thank you so much. This has been so informative, so educational, and I think just another great option for exploring California. And whether you're doing the national parks or, like you said, Hollywood, San Diego, there's some wine adventures to be had that are family friendly across the state.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!